on officialmills.co.uk.
Right, we've had a lot of texts wanting to hear Natalie's story, so let's call her up again and try and persuade her. She's not going to say no this time.
Hello?
Natalie, Scott again.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, are you okay?
Yeah, I've had a bit of a thing.
Ready to do the story now? Bearing in mind that I can tell you 20,000 people have just texted us in the last 5 minutes.
Oh my God.
Saying they want to hear the story.
Okay.
Will you do it?
This is going to ruin my day. It's going to be very embarrassing in front of all of my friends.
Yeah, but you can't let 20,000 people down.
Have you told anyone about this already?
I told one of my close friends, but it's not the kind of thing I really want to tell many people.
Okay.
Don't worry about it.
It's very embarrassing.
I'm not bullying you here. I just, you know, it's a great story.
I'm glad you think so.
Go on, tell it. Go on.
Hang on, just let me get comfortable.
Get comfy, go on.
Oh, right, away you go.
Go.
Well, I just went out with my friends last week, a couple of my friends, and I had a good night, and I met this bloke who was really nice. I really liked him. And we were chatting for most of the night, and we met up a bit later on, and after much persuasion, I decided to go back to his. And, you know, things happen as they do, and we had a great night, and everything was fine, but it all kind of went wrong the next morning. I had to get up quite early because I had work at 10 o'clock, and basically I just decided to go to the bathroom, just freshen myself up, get ready for work, and that, while he was still asleep.
What time was this, quite early?
Oh yeah, this was quite early, this was about 8:15 in the morning. So he was still fast asleep, I was getting ready for work, just freshening up, and then I decided to use the toilet. So, it was quite embarrassing.
Right, see, I know this story already, so I know what's going to happen now.
I'm just laughing at the word toilet at the moment.
Yeah, it was, well, it wasn't a number one.
Okay, right, yeah.
Yeah, so it was quite bad.
So you freshened up, and you've used the toilet, and it was quite bad.
Yeah, it wasn't. It was quite bad. It really smelled. So, oh, this was just so embarrassing. So, anyway, so that was that. And basically, I tried to get rid of it, and his toilet didn't flush. And it was just stuck in the bottom of the toilet, and it absolutely stunk. And I just didn't know what to do. I was panicking, and I didn't want to wake him up, and I didn't want to look like a complete fool.
Yeah, and you really like this guy, and you don't want to leave him that kind of present on the first night, do you, really?
Well, yeah, we had a great night the night before, and I really didn't want to embarrass myself, you know, by this. So I decided to just fish it out, basically.
No!
I know. So, basically, I kind of, I fished it out, and then I wrapped it in lots of tissue paper, and then I found a carrier bag just hidden in the corner, so I just put it into the carrier bag and thought, I'll get rid of it on my way out. So I just got all my stuff together, went downstairs, and then I decided to write him a little note and leave it in the kitchen so that I didn't leave without saying goodbye.
Because you liked him?
Yeah, because I really liked him. I left him my number on the little note. And
what did you say on the note?
Well, just that I had a great night and I'd really like to meet up with him again, and I just left my number and just find him with a kiss.
Okay.
So, so I wrote him a little note, left that on the kitchen table, and then just put my shoes on and then just left, and then halfway down the road, I realised that... Basically, I'd left the bag in the kitchen next to the note. So much of a great night I'd had.
So you left him your note with your phone number and
a bag with a turban in.
So I was saying how much of a great night I had and left the number two in a carrier bag.
Oh, no.
So at right. This point, I absolutely just... almost crying, I was in tears in the street because there was nothing I could do about it. You know, I shut the door behind me, I couldn't get back in, and basically, I just had to run.
Listen, I know that it took a bit of persuasion, but I'm so glad that you told me that story, because it's great. Imagine being him. You get up to have your breakfast a bit later than her and think, oh, look, she's left me a lovely note. I'll give her a ring tonight. I wonder what's in this bag.
Needless to say, I never heard from him again.
Really? There's a surprise.
No, yeah. National. One Radio.